A lot of thought goes into making and explaining music, but I can't come up with an intellectual reason for why we actually like it. There's a compelling unintellectual reason, though, and that is body chemistry. Science has found that music affects us because of our hormones. Research has found that our brains produce the neurotransmitter dopamine in response to music. Dopamine, along with opioids like endorphin, are tied to the brain's reward system. Anticipating and then hearing music gives us a shot of chemical pleasure, just like when eating chocolate, taking cocaine, or being in love. It's a feeling of euphoria and serenity. Dopamine reinforces learned behavior. It drives addictions, obsessions, and playing the same album over and over. Other hormones are affected by music too. Cortisol, the stress hormone, is reduced. Serotonin, the happiness one, is increased. Oxytocin, the one that keeps us social, gets a boost, and since music is tied to our mating rituals, those hormones are involved as well. Human survival has hinged on our hormonal compulsions. Evolution favors getting pleasure from food and sex, which in turn keeps our species alive. So why also music? There must be a societal benefit. People that sing and dance together are likely to care about each other's well-being. I think we have proof here that music is necessary for the future of humanity. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley. Oh, can't you see? Love is the drug.
Guess the rest.